We've all seen EVs on fire, a result of the lithium-ion battery which provides the power to the car, experiencing a condition known as thermal runaway. This is when one of the individual cells in the battery is either damaged by an impact or just degrades over time to the point where it causes a short circuit. This generates heat in the cell, which causes an out-of-control chemical reaction to become self-sustaining. Very quickly, the heat spreads to the cells nearby, heating them to the point where they also go out of control, in a kind of avalanche, until frequently the whole battery and the car is destroyed. But believe it or not, this isn't the scariest thing that can occur when a lithium-ion battery degrades or is damaged. That would be a VCE, or vapor cloud explosion, as we shall see in this video. Welcome back to MGuy, British engineer and lawyer turned Sydney YouTuber. Please be sure to like, share and subscribe, hit the notification bell and drop a comment down below. When a lithium-ion battery is on fire, the escaping cocktail of gases, which are highly flammable, are at least being consumed in a fairly controlled way. As the flammable gas escapes, it is burned in the fire and is therefore no longer capable of combustion. This doesn't apply to the toxic elements of the gases, which remain a significant danger and are a separate problem to be dealt with by the first responders. However, if these flammable components do not initially catch fire, they can accumulate, especially when the vehicle is in a confined space, such as a parking garage. A source of ignition would then set off the entire gas cloud, resulting in a violent vapor cloud explosion, referred to as a VCE. What's amazing is just how much gas is produced from a battery. As we'll see in a minute, it's between 500 and 6,000 litres of gas for a single kilowatt hour of battery capacity. And your average EV can have 60, 70, even 100 kilowatt hours or more. I'm going to hand over to Professor Paul Christensen, an expert on advising first responders on lithium-ion battery fires. You should watch the entire video at the link. He doesn't mince words. At the start of the video, he says that lithium-ion batteries are, quote, thermodynamically unstable and shouldn't exist, unquote. Let's take a look at the section on VCEs.
The next key point, which I've been banging on about, how much vapor cloud is produced. This is experiments we did at RAF Spiedadam, the DNV site, in spring 2021. Again, nail abuse, it doesn't matter what kind of abuse. Again, you will see the heavy metal nanoparticles blasted out first. Now, the LEL for the vapor cloud is believed to be between 6 and 11%. There goes the heavy metal nanoparticles. Lower explosion limit. But the LEL is way above the immediate danger to life and health. It's got HF, etc. What we realized from our experiments in the literature, if you only partially charge a lithium-ion battery, and you abuse it, it need not ignite. You can either delay ignition or it doesn't occur at all. Then the hazards flips from fire to explosion. From our research, we reckon it's between 500 and 6,000 litres per kilowatt hour of vapour cloud, not including the small droplets of solvent. You always get two forms of vapour cloud, heavier than air and lighter than air, and only one dominates, and we don't know how to predict this yet. Now you can see the heavier than air vapour cloud. Imagine that in the bedroom cupboard, on the third floor of a terraced house, with a battery energy storage system next to the hot water tank. Lithium-ion batteries become unstable at about 70 degrees centigrade. Now, because you're producing such a huge volume of gas, if it doesn't ignite immediately and ignition is delayed, you get a VCE. And anything above 0.25 watt hours, in other words, anything of the size of an e-scooter battery or above, you can get a VCE. This is in China. The scooter is going into thermal runaway. You'll hear the popping of the cylindrical cells. Now, what happens if the gas gets outside and you have an unconfined vapor cloud explosion? Tesla drove over some debris, punctured the battery case. Some time later, he parked up in a garage and up it went. 6 seconds from the first appearance of the vapor cloud. Three cars, one on one side and two on the other, taken out.
Wow, scary stuff indeed. As I say, go and check out the rest of the video. It's very informative. EV fires are hard enough to put out. They often take hundreds of times more water to extinguish than a regular petrol or diesel fire. The toxicity of the gases means that first responders need breathing apparatus, and cells can continue to reignite for days or even weeks after the initial fire is out. But what is truly scary is the prospect of an EV parked in an apartment block garage creating a vapor cloud explosion in a confined space. It's bad enough when it's just one EV, but if we're all being forced to drive them and the garage is full of them, I just hate to think what might happen. That's it for this video. Thanks very much for watching. I hope you enjoyed it. Drop a comment down below and let me know what you think. If you have any tips or stories, you can hit me up on Twitter, email, or Instagram. I look forward to seeing you in the next one. Bye for now.